那，但是你能听得出来他们在赶时间，那是我的责任。OK，因为我跟他们提的要求是3分到5分钟的见证。OK，所以如果大家的话，刚才有没有那个经常有没有录音录下来？OK，那如果觉得太快了，以后你到时候到网上去听录音，你可以放慢速度。OK，感谢神，非常感谢神。弟兄姐妹们，主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, friends, peace in the Lord.
感谢神，真的是感谢神。我们在2024年的时候，对于恩典堂来说，是一个很特殊的一年。
So the year 2024 is a year of a gratitude for our church.
对于刚才诗会的弟兄也是特别提到，我们2024年恩典堂是很特殊的一年。
And this is a very special year for our church.
你能看到弟兄姐妹在这一年里面，我们生根建造，真的是各位弟兄姐妹，很多的弟兄姐妹都有很大的长进。
And we thank God for brothers and sisters who rooted and built up in the Lord.
那我代表我们教会一个很特殊的一个小组，叫教牧小组。
So on behalf of the pastoral team,
那我们感谢神，弟兄姐妹对我们信任，让我们明年2025年的时候，我们会继续来传讲神的话语。
thank you to the brothers and sisters for your trust, and we'll continue to preach the word of Lord, God in 2025.
在将来的每一个月里面，我们吴牧师还会继续来第二个礼拜的正道。
So each month, Pastor Wu will continue to deliver sermons on the second Sunday
并带领我们的圣餐。
and lead the communion.
那考城的第一浸信会的 Eric 弟兄，他在第四个礼拜会来我们教会正道。
And Brother Eric from Culver First Baptist Church will continue to preach on the fourth Sunday.
那这个时候呢，就康妮姐妹就会带领儿童的一个敬拜的信息的时间。
And Sister Connie leading the children's message.
那我们是教牧小组里面的黄金弟兄、乃培弟兄和志强弟兄，还有我四位弟兄，我们继续轮流来正道。
So the four of us, Huang Jing, Nai Pei, Lan Zhiqiang and myself will continue to alternate preaching until.
直到我们神赐给我们恩典堂一位很好的牧师，好不好？
Until Lord blesses us with another pastor.
对，那我们在这个过程中，我们真的是感谢神，神真的赐给我们话语。
In the process, we thank our Lord. Give us the blessing.
神也给我们一个明确的明年的一个主题，就是刚强壮胆来承受应许。
And the Lord give us the theme of our church next year is be strong and courageous.
那这个主题它是来自于圣经的旧约约书亚记的第1章第6节。
And this theme is taken from Joshua chapter 1, verses 6.
那我代表我们教牧小组，我开始我们今天就是约书亚记的第1讲。
So on behalf of the pastoral team, I'll begin the sermon series on the book of Joshua.
那我们一起来攻读神的话语，我们约书亚记1章2到6节。
So let us read God's words together, Joshua chapter 1, verse 2 to 6.
那我先用中文，然后戴凯弟兄，我们来念英文。约书亚记第1章2到6节，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了，从旷野和这黎巴嫩。直到幼发拉底大河后人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不离弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使着百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐他们的地。
So Joshua chapter 1, verse 2 to 6. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I'll give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert up to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead this people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them.
那我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
也感谢神赐给我们这个活泼的话语。
Thank you, God, for giving us living words that strengthens.
也加添我们在属灵里面的一些信心。
Strengthens our faith spiritually.
你神的启示启示在我们孩子们的心里面。
You reveal to your children.
你要在新的一年里让我们去承受你要给我们的应许。
That we are to inherit the promises you have for us in the new year.
愿你的话语将呼召我们一起能够起来。
May your words call us to rise up.
要一起去跨越生活中的一些约旦河。
And together cross the Jordan River in our lives.
我们要一起进入那迦南美地。
Entering that beautiful land of Canaan.
愿神赐给我们足够的力量。
May Lord grant us strength.
行走天路，每一个步伐，我们都可以得胜。
To walk the path of heaven, that each step we take may lead to victory.
在新的一年里，我们能够面临一些困难和一些挑战。
In the new year, we'll face difficulties and challenges.
愿你带领我们。
May you guide us.
勇敢地面对一些敌对的人。
To bravely confront our enemies.
那在试炼中，我们可以完全地得胜。
Allowing us to prevail in times of testing.
愿你圣洁的灵随时随地和我们同在。
May our spirit be with us at all times and in all places.
让我们忘记背后，向着标杆刚强壮胆去承受那美好的应许。
Let us forget what lies behind and strive towards the goal, being strong and courageous, inherit those wonderful promises.
那奉主的名祷告, Amen.
Amen.
约书亚记是圣经中的第六本书。
So the book of Joshua is the sixth book of the Bible.
那紧接在摩西五经的后面,
following the Pentateuch.
它记录在, 约书亚带领以色列人进入迦南的这样一段历史。
It recounts history how Joshua led the Israelites into Canaan.
如果你看圣经的话, 神对约书亚说, 我的仆人摩西死了。
If you read in the Bible, God said to Joshua, My servant Moses is dead.
那你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河。
Therefore, arise and go over the Jordan with all the people.
所以你如果看的话，每次神的一些赐福，往往是从一个危机开始。
So each time God's blessing is given, it often begins with a crisis.
那这里的危机就是摩西死了。
And here the crisis is the death of Moses.
因为摩西他因着自己的血气，他得罪了神，犯罪，他不能进入迦南。
Because Moses sinned in his anger, he was not allowed to enter Canaan.
那当时以色列的百姓就处在一个危机之中，他没有牧人。
Living the Israelites in the crisis without a shepherd or a leader.
那没有摩西的带领，神解决危机的这个方法就是呼召年轻的约书亚起来。
So without Moses, God's solution to this crisis was to call the young man Joshua to tell him to arise.
说神家的复兴往往需要呼召弟兄姐妹来回应神的这个呼召。
So the revitalization of God's house requires brothers and sisters to respond to God's calling and rise up.
要求你和我，我们来一起来做百姓的领袖。
You and myself to be the leaders for the church, for the people.
那领袖的一个定义就是他的影响力。
So the characteristics of a leader is to have influence.
就决定有没有百姓会来跟随你。
And it decides whether the people will be willing to follow and move together.
能一起能够进入神要所赐给你的一个地方。
And move into the place that God has prepared for us.
所以你能从里看出来一个属灵的规则在里面。
So there's a spiritual principle here.
神的赐福需要领受的摆上。
So God's blessing requires leaders.
但是他的福气是赐给一起的百姓一起。
The leaders to rise up in order to provide the entire community.
一个属灵的领袖的成长，他需要很多年。
So the spiritual leader needs time to grow, even years.
约书亚的成长经历了30-40年。
And Joshua experienced this over a period of 30 to 40 years.
当时在出埃及的时候，摩西带领百姓建造了会幕。
So when the tabernacle was completed after the Exodus, Moses would often enter the tabernacle.
这个会幕就像我们今天的教会一样。
So the tabernacle is like the church nowadays,
是神与他的百姓见面的地方。
where the Lord meets his people.
那摩西就会常常进到会幕里面进去。
And Moses went to there often.
圣经讲说，耶和华与摩西面对面。
And the Bible says the Lord spoke with to Moses face to face.
那摩西跟神谈完话了以后，就会回到营里面，
And after their conversation, Moses would return to the camp
就处理一些百姓的一些事情。
and to attend to people's matters.
在这里，出埃及记第三章的时候就提到一个细节，
And in the Bible, there's a detail mentioned.
他说约书亚却不离开会幕。
Joshua never leave their people.
你能看到约书亚他渴慕神，他希望能够亲近神，
So here we can tell that Joshua longed for God.
享受与神同在的一个时间。
And he desired to be close to God and enjoy the presence of God.
那另外一个功课，一个属灵的领袖，他需要警惕的就是嫉妒别人的能力。
So a spiritual leader must be vigilant against jealousy.
那属灵的恩赐其实完全是神的恩典，
The spiritual gifts are all a result of God's grace.
不完全是靠我们的努力，也不完全是靠我们的好自己的好处。
It's not due to our own merit.
那约书亚他在30-40年中，他学了很多这种功课。
And Joshua learned this lesson in his 40 or 30 to 40 years.
那另外还有一个经历，就是他看到神借着摩西，他赐给很多的领袖一些说方言的能力。
And he also observed how God bestowed the gift of prophecy through Moses to many people.
当时就出现有2个人，他说他不跟约书亚就不在一起。
And among those are two individuals who are not serving with Joshua.
那约书亚就开始抱怨说，摩西禁止他们这些作为。
And then Joshua complained to Moses and asked him to prohibit their actions.
那摩西就是警告约书亚，他说：“你这样做是嫉妒他们吗
And then Moses warned Joshua about his attitude.
？”那最后，在摩西他在交棒的时候，他就是把手按在约书亚的头上。
So finally, when Moses was passing the mantle,
他在一个公开的场合，他按手在约书亚的头上。
God instructed him to lay his hands on Joshua publicly,
让他被用智慧充满的灵充满。
filling him with spirit of wisdom.
那从那个时候开始，百姓就开始听从约书亚。
From then on, the people would obey Joshua.
这从开始的时候，你会发现圣经里面有很多记录都说改人的名字。
So at the outset, you will see in the Bible that people's name got changed.
那摩西就给约书亚改了一个名字。
And Moses changed Joshua's name.
那原来他叫何西亚。
In the beginning, his name is Hosea.
那这个意思就是愿耶和华去拯救他的百姓。
With the meaning that may the Lord save.
那约书亚的名字就是耶和华拯救的意思。
After changing the name to Joshua, which means the Lord saves.
他原来的名字是一个愿望。
So the initial name is hope.
那新的名字就是实际。
And the new name becomes a reality.
那你如果仔细去查的话，约书亚他在希伯来文是约书亚，在新约的时候就是耶稣。
So in Old Testament it's called Hosea, in New Testament it's called Joshua.
所以这个名字带给我们很多的安慰。
So the name give us a lot of comfort.
那这里面我今天要给大家分享的5节经文经节里面，就给了约书亚有3个非常宝贵的一个应许。
So in these five verses, God gave Joshua three very precious promises.
那我把它称为叫三无应许。
which I refer to as a three no promises.
啊，有以前从大陆过来的人，我们听过叫"三光政策"，是吧？我们就是给大家一个"三无"应许。
So here the three no promise, no means nothing.
那三就是，那我们就第一个应许，它就是叫"无地不
The first promise is no land unclaimed.
”。那第一个应许就是神告诉耶稣呀，他说："你要。"自己去迈开步伐去，从南到北，从东到西，都要成为你们的疆界。
So God tells Joshua to take steps that from south to the north and from the east to the west, all the land will be your boundary.
神要给约书亚就是一个命令，就是说你要带领这百姓一步一个脚印的去承受应许的一个迦南地。
So God said to Joshua that he was to lead the people step by step to inherit the promised land of Canaan.
那迦南美地是一个流奶与蜜之地。
So the land of Canaan is described as a land flowing with milk and honey,
奶和蜜代表了一个让我们能够满足的一些东西。
which symbolizes fulfillment and satisfaction.
这是在神在我们生命里边就是白白的赐给我们的一些应许。
And this promise from God was given to us freely in our lives.
不是我们自己能力赚来的。
It's not earned by our efforts.
就完全的恩典，
They are a complete act of grace.
但是神的一些应许需要我们去领取。
However, the realization of this promise requires to take possession.
就是每一天、每月，一步一个脚印的，一件件的是去经历。
And we need to experience them daily and monthly, step by step, piece by piece.
那信靠圣父就是承受应许蒙福的一个关键。
And trusting and obeying brings the blessings.
其实，在圣经里面就说啊，进迦南美地，神一开始就赐给了亚伯拉罕。
So, in fact, in the Bible, God initially gave the land of Canaan to Abraham.
神给亚伯拉罕，他有一个学的一个功课是叫他去迦南美地。
So those lessons was centered around the word go.
那亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒，神也给了他一个命令，叫他留在迦南美地。
And it was also given to Isaac, whom God instructed to stay in Canaan.
那以撒的一个儿子叫雅各，那神也给了他一个功课，要他回到迦南美地去承受应许。
And similarly, it was given to Jacob, whom God told to return to Canaan.
但是雅各的12个儿子，他们儿子之间非常不和。
But their siblings are not unified.
雅各的儿子们就迫害其中一个儿子叫约瑟。
And Jacob's sons prosecuted Joseph, one of the sons,
最后，全家就下到埃及。
and which ultimately led them to Egypt.
他们在那里边经历了400-500年的时间，
So 400 to 500 years later,
直到摩西带他们出埃及出来。
Moses led the people out of Egypt.
那最后进在旷野经历了40年的时候，愿意信靠顺服的百姓就要约书亚带他们进迦南美地。
So after 40 years, it was the willing and the obedient generation that was to enter the land with Joshua leading them.
就很可惜的是，摩西他只能远远的看见这些迦南美地。
It's such a pitiful that Moses could only see it from a far distance.
那约书亚呢，和这些年轻的一代，他就要进去。
While Joshua and this younger generation were able to enter the promised land.
神给约书亚的一个应许，它是非常具体的。
So the promise God gave to Joshua are very specific.
那这里面就给大家画了一张地图。
And it's including a kind of map,
那就是也包括他们40年经过的那些旷野。
including the wilderness of 40 years.
你北边的话就到黎巴嫩，
So northern region of Lebanon,
南边的话就有霍人的那些地方。
the southern region of Heth.
那是在东边往北走的是幼发拉底大河，
The Euphrates River
那西边的话就到大海。
and the Mediterranean Sea at the sunset.
如果你画这样一块大图的话，就会发现这是以色列他们版图最大的一块地皮。
If you are able to draw a map, you will see that this is represented the greatest territory of the
那
Israelites.
后来的历史上就 以色列的百姓信心有多大，他们的地就有多大境界。
Yeah, so the extent of God's promises was proportional to the faith of the people.
就是最南边，它跟埃及就交界。
So to the south, it borders Egypt.
那约旦河东边，它有很多旷野之地。
And to the east, it stretches into the wilderness of
那
the
北边就
border.
是黎巴嫩，那盛产那个木材。
And the beautiful land of Canaan is represented by the Lebanon to the north.
南边就是霍人之地，他们有很多富饶的地方。
And the land of the Hittites to the south.
所以东西边幼发拉底河，西边是地中海。
To the northeast lies the Euphrates River, and to the west is the Mediterranean
似乎
Sea.
神在告诉他们说，早晨太阳一起来的时候，直到太阳降落的时候，这些地方都是以色列的境界。
It seems that in the morning the sun rises from the riverside, in the evening it sets over the sea as all their territory.
每次看到这个的时候，我就想到我们自己。
Every time I want to see this, I think about ourselves.
那弟兄姐妹们，我神给我们的应许也是非常具体细致的。
And brothers and sisters, the promises God gave us was also specific and meticulous.
他也希望我们每天我们在行走天路的时候都可以蒙福。
And he desires for us to experience his blessings as we walk the path of the life each day.
那旷野代表我们在这个世界上的一些事情。
The wilderness represents matters of this world,
那可以是我们的工作，
which can include of work,
所处的城市，
of a city,
那也许是我们就是一些充满危险的一些祸人之地，
and maybe some dangerous area in our country.
也可能是物质丰富、很丰产的黎巴嫩。
It can be a very fruitful Lebanon.
但神的应许是说，我们脚掌所踏之地，神要把好处都赐给我们。
And again, God promised to grant us goodness.
所以我们在太阳一出来、日头升起的时候，我们就要预备去得。
So we need to, as the sun rises, we are to prepare to receive.
那日头落下的时候，我们就可以满足和安息。
As the sun sets, we can find satisfaction and rest.
那第一个应许是无地不争。
So the first promise is no land unclaimed.
那第二个应许是无敌不争。
And the second promise is to no enemy unchallenged.
那听起来中文差不多意
So
思，
in Mandarin, in Chinese, they sound very similar,
但是这里边的字有些不同。
but the word is different.
那第二个敌无敌不争的是针对是你面临的一些敌人。
So the second D is enemy in Chinese.
那神对约书亚讲，他说你们这个经历的时候，路上会遇到敌人。
So God said to Joshua that they would encounter enemies.
但是神的应许，他说他们没有一个人在你的面前站立得住。
But none of them would stand against him.
那我们在中国古话里有讲说，失败是成功之母。
So there's an old Chinese saying that failure is the mother of success.
那约书亚在跟随摩西的这个30年的里面，就经历了这样很多的一些事情。
And I believe Joshua felt deeply about the promises God gave to him in those 40 years.
那如果我们回顾历史的话，40年前，约书亚和加勒还有10个探子，他们就进到迦南美地去考察了40天。
So 40 years earlier, Joshua and Caleb, along with the leaders of 10 other tribes, entered Canaan to scout the land for 40 days.
那我们知道，大家知道，这个他们带回来的报告，就不同的人就不同的看见。
So upon their returns, different people had different views.
那迦勒就对摩西和百姓说：“这个地啊，真是神所应许的。
And Caleb told Moses that and the people that the land truly was as God has promised.
”我们要立刻上去，
And they should go up at
那
once
足能得胜。
to take possession of it.
那可惜其他的领袖呢，说里面居住的那些人呢，都长得非常的高大。
Unfortunately, the other leaders reported that the people who live there are very tall,
那里面有亚玛力人，有霍人。
including Amalekites and Hittites.
那我，因为他们很高大，所以我们一上去有可能就会被击杀。
And because they are strong and tall, will be killed.
甚至他们这些10个另外的探子就鼓动全体的百姓要做一些事情。
And they even incited the entire Israelite community
甚至要用石头打死约书亚和加勒。
to kill Joshua and Caleb with stone.
神的保守，他们还决定说要选一个新的领袖，替代摩西带领他们回埃及。
And also proposing instead of choosing a new leader to take them back to Egypt.
那背逆神的后果其实是非常严重的。
Rebelling against God carries serious consequences.
今天我们在主日学的时候，我们就在学以色列百姓抱怨的后果。
The complaining is really wanted in the wilderness, and that's what we learned
所以
recently.
他们就在旷野就行走了40年，
So that they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
就是每一年就替代他们10个探子进到迦南美地的每一天。
And which each year representing a day for each day they scouted the land of
就
Canaan.
预表着说，你哪一天你有信心的话，你就可以进到迦南美地。
Represent whenever you have the faith, they can go back to the Canaan.
神有的时候很幽默，
However, God intended to.
所以神带领，因为他们看到迦南人的说身体高大，我们这些人太弱小了，进不去。神就刻意的说，我就带领这些百姓的这些子女，他们很小。但他们可以进去。
So God intended to lead the younger generation to go into the promised land.
所以我们在新约里面经常讲的是，神的恩典就是在我们这些软弱了的人的身上就可以显出荣耀出来。
So what we learned in the New Testament that the God's grace will represented by us who are weak.
这从我们刚才两位姐妹的见证里面都可以看到这样的事情。
And also, we can see this from those two sisters who just testified.
约书亚跟随摩西，其实经历了很多的征战。
So Joshua followed Moses and experienced the battles a lot.
那我想给大家分享一下，是出埃及记17章里面就有一段经历。
So in Exodus 17, chapter 17, there's a story.
这个摩西带着约书亚，就带领这些百姓啊，去跟亚玛力人去征战。
And Moses instructed Joshua to lead the Israelites in battle against the Amalekites.
那摩西自己呢，就带了2个老人，一个叫亚伦，另外一个叫户尔。
While Moses went to the top of the hill with Aaron and Hur,
那这3个人都是上了年纪的老人。
and these three are elderly.
他们比我们在座的人所有人都年龄大，
They are older than any of us here.
因为他们都是快接近100岁的老人。
They're all around 100 years old.
他们要做的事情就是到山顶上去祷告。
What they did was just earnestly prayed on the mountaintop.
那约书亚呢？他说：“你在下面去平原去征战。
While Joshua fought in the plains below.
”这是一个非常感人的一个图画。
And this is very touching picture.
圣经记载讲说，他摩西何时举手祷告的时候呢？以色列人就得胜。
In the Bible, it says, sorry.
那摩西何时举手？
Whenever Moses raised his hand, their people conquered the enemies.
那何时手垂下来的话，那亚玛力人就得胜。
Whenever he put his hands down, Amalek will win.
后来还记载，摩西的胳膊已经是很累、很酸了。
And the account goes to describe how Moses become weary.
还记得他说找了一块石头，他只能坐下来。
And he found a stone to sit on.
那边上有2个老人呢，就是托着他的这个手举起来祷告。
And Aaron and Hur each took a side to support his hands.
直到下面征战结束，完全得胜。
Until the battle was over and the complete victory was achieved.
从这里可以看出来，你发现得胜的关键在于神。
So from here, we can tell the key to victory lies with God.
啊，我们是需要约书亚，
And yes, we need Joshua.
也需要在平原上打仗的那些百姓。
And we need the people to battle on the plains.
但是得胜的关键在于山上祷告的摩西和亚伦和户尔。
However, the crucial element of victory is a prayer on the mountaintop.
那在这里，我是非常要为我们的恩典堂感谢神。
And here, I want to thank God God for our church.
在我们教会有很多位为我们专门祷告的老人。
In our church, we have so many prayerful older elders.
我们礼拜二祷告会上的时候，我们的长辈他们愿意为我们祷告。
During our Tuesday prayer meeting, our elders are willing to pray for our church.
而且是非常乐意的祷告。
As they are very eager to do so.
那有的时候，他们已经到了竭尽全力的时候，
And there are times when they pray with all their strength.
我们为他们感谢神。
And we are grateful for God, to God for them.
神给了他约书亚三个应许。
God gave Joshua three
那
promises.
第一个应许就是无敌不争。
As I just mentioned, is no land unclaimed.
全地都要做我们的境界。
The entire land will be your boundary.
那第二个解释是无敌不争，
The second promise, no enemy unchallenged.
只要我们信靠顺服，靠主就可以得胜。
By trusting and obeying, you will gain victory through the Lord.
那第三个是应许是神，他说无时不在。
The third promise, God is always present.
我自己认为这三个应许中，这是最宝贵的应许。
I personally think the third promise is the most precious.
那却往往是我们经常忘记的应许。
Yet it's often the one we forgot.
神对约书亚讲说：“以前我跟摩西怎样同在，也这必照样跟你们同在。
God said to Joshua, just as I was with Moses, I will be with you.
”也就是说，神提醒约书亚，当时你站在会幕上跟我同在的时候，现在将来也要与你同在。
That means that when Joshua was at the tent of meeting, God was with him.
也提醒约书亚，他说：“当时你在平原打仗得胜的时候，神与你同在；将来打仗的时候，神也要与以色列的百姓同在。
And when Joshua was fighting, God was with him.
”所以他后来去过约旦河、打耶利哥城、南北征战的时候，神在每一个地点、每一天都与约书亚同在。
In the future, as Joshua leads the people across the Jordan River battle at Jericho, the contents in the north and the south.
所以我们在刚刚过了圣诞节，我们经常唱的一首歌叫《以马内利
This is promise of Emmanuel. We just celebrated Christmas.
》，这是耶稣的另外一个名字。
And remember, this is another name for Jesus,
那翻出来就是神与我们同在的意思。
which means God with us.
那弟兄姐妹，我们得到这样一个土地，享受他的赐福是非常好的。
So, brothers and sisters, acquiring land, enjoying wealth is so blessing.
我们有这样一个教会，一样一个恩典堂，一个地皮，我们可以敬拜神，是非常美好的一件事情。
It's such a blessing that we have this land to worship our Lord.
但是在这里面遇见主、得着主，这却是更美好的事情。
However, receiving the Lord, working with Him is more promising.
就神对约书亚他讲话的时候，也是对着我们讲话。
When Lord talks to Joshua, he also talks to us.
神对这些百姓，他带领他们进入迦南美地，也要带领我们这些人进入我们的属灵迦南美地，
He also led us to our own canon.
让我们去信靠顺服，就可以得那些美地。
By trusting and obeying, we can together receive in that land.
所以摩西他在去世之前呢，他做了一件事情，
So before Moses passed away, he did one thing.
他把约书亚叫来。
He called Joshua to him.
那在众人面前就鼓励约书亚说：“你要刚强壮胆。
And he encouraged Joshua, in front of everyone to be strong and courageous.
”他说：“必要带百姓一同进入那耶和华应许的所赐之地。
And he emphasized that Joshua would lead the people into the land that the Lord has promised.
”神必要使这百姓去承受那地为业。
And will help them inherit it.
那我们弟兄姐妹，我们一起真的是每天我们来互相鼓励，这非常重要。
And brothers and sisters, it's very important for us to mutual encouragement.
一有机会的时候，我们不要吝啬这样的机会，互相去鼓励。
So let us not hold back, and when we have this opportunity to encourage.
有能力的话，一定要公开的去鼓励。
And we should do so openly.
那我们华人就比较含蓄，有的时候我们要经常的鼓励。
And we need to do this more generously.
在新约里面，其实使徒他们也是 继续摩西这样的一个传统。
So in the New Testament, they also did do the same thing.
那使徒保罗他在快去世之前，他也是鼓励年轻的提摩太。
The Apostle Paul also remembered to encourage the young Timothy.
提醒他你要刚强，
He urged him to be strong
要发神爱和谨守的心。
and to have a heart filled with love and self-discipline.
神也会赐这个恩赐给提摩太。
And reminding him that God would grant him gifts.
也一起来开展这个事工，
And mutually reminds and encouragement.
也互相提醒是非常美好的一件事情。
Are indeed very beneficial.
那圣经里面说，神临到一个人的时候，人遇见神的时候，
So in the Bible, when God encounters people,
人的一个自然的反应就是惧怕。
and our natural reaction is often fear.
这是很自然的。
And this is very natural.
那约书亚、以赛亚，还有玛利亚，还有彼得，他们遇到神的时候，第一的反应就是害怕。
So this is very natural. Even Joshua, Isaiah, Mary, and Peter all experienced fear when they encountered God for the first time.
因为我们的神是，他是完全圣洁和公义的神。
This reaction is due to God's perfect holiness and righteousness.
所以圣经里面讲说，如果是罪人，他说没有一个人能够见到神的荣耀了以后就还活着。
And no one can see God's glory and continue to live.
但是神遇到一个人的时候，他开始讲话，第一句话如果是不要惧怕的时候，这是大好的消息。
So when God speaks, do not be afraid. It is a moment of grace.
这是他赐恩典的时候。
God chooses mercy over justice.
摆在神面前的时候，他选择怜悯，不选择公义，这就是他的做恩典的方法。
And God's grace is He chooses mercy over justice.
他爱我们，
He loves us.
他特别爱我们这些信靠顺服他的人。
Especially for those of us who trust in Him.
所以，老约翰他在写最后一本书的时候，他就讲到说。爱里面完全神的怜悯，就把刑罚就除去了，
So perfect love casts off fear.
所以我们就不需要惧怕。
So we no longer need to be afraid.
那我们一起来做一个感恩的祷告。
Let us pray together in gratitude.
感谢神赐给我们这样美好的语言。
Thank you, God, for this beautiful word.
你应许我们将来我们要得的一些赐福。
And the promises you have given us for the future.
亲爱的神，愿你赐给我们刚强壮胆的心，
May you grant us hearts that are strong and courage.
让我们每天经历的时候，我们可以放胆的说：“主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。
So that we can confidently say, The Lord is my helper, I will not fear.
”在将来的一年里面，就愿恩典堂兴起众多的约书亚。
In the coming years, may our church rise up to inspire the Joshua among us
激励一起同行的弟兄姐妹们，
and encourage our brothers and sisters walking alongside us.
那赐给我们传福音的机会。
Grant us the opportunities to share the gossip.
我们弟兄姐妹里面信心有软弱的，求你复兴我们。
Protect us as we engage in battles
那保守我们征战得胜。
and achieve victories.
愿耶和华的名在恩典堂真的是被高举。
May the name of the Lord be exalted in our church.
愿主耶稣的恩典在恩典堂就被彰显。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus be revealed among us.
愿活泼的灵与我们同在。
May the living Holy Spirit be with us.
主耶稣得胜的名祷告，Amen。
We pray in the victorious name of Lord Jesus. Amen.